back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today, our guest is Lance Deaton with Smithville Fiber. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Before the break, we were talking about Smithville and how it's changed since 1922. And I found it very interesting. I'd never heard. I mean, I've known about Smithville for 30 years probably, right, or more since I've lived here that long. And I didn't know that they started out as a way for quarries to communicate.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I found that very interesting.
That is
fascinating.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did before that. Smoke signals or messengers or...
Ponies.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they did it.
Exactly. I thought that was... Wow. I thought that was really cool. But that makes sense because Smithville was primarily a quarry area.
Yeah.
And that's where
definitely
all the quarries were. So, but now into, you know, the new age, we have communication plus. I mean,
it's fiber. You know, it's always really been about humans communicating with each other,
mm-hmm,
and all we've done throughout time is just get better at it.
Yeah.
So I think with fiber now, we have gotten to the point where we have future-proofed communicating between humans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there'll be different means of different you know, devices that we use, but the way that we transfer the information from one device to the other, I think is pretty set with fiber, at least for the foreseeable future, because, you know, frankly, nothing really moves faster than the speed of light.
Right.
And so, you know, the existing telephone infrastructure is old. It's 100 plus years old in most cases. So, you know, all we've done is kind of seize the opportunity to bring a new means of communicating to you know, our subscribers.
And let's talk a little bit about the fiber. I mean, what tell you know you. I want to say plumb because that's my thing. You bring it into the neighborhood, you line it up, you put it into the house. But what is that? I mean, people see a bunch of wires and they're thinking that you're coming in, you're going to dig up their yard, and that's not really what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, it's we try to make it as minimally invasive as possible.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our competitors, you know, deliver communication services to companies and people, you know, and their residents. But we're one of the only ones that takes fiber all the way into your home. You know, we call it fiber to the premise. Some other providers call it fiber to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it an Ethernet network.
Mm-hmm.
But we are the company that believes that we're going to give you a gold standard installation where we're going to take that fiber from you know, the node or the internet backbone, and we're going to bring it right into your home. And we're going to do the most complete, cleanest installation that we probably possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was one of the things that we worried about when they came to our neighborhood, but they didn't like dig up our whole yard. They poured underneath everything and went under our driveway.
It's pretty cool.
And I was like, okay, I got a little pile of dirt here and a little pile of dirt there.
Very easy. Very nice.
I talked to a guy yesterday that said that one of our competitors had to replace some of their cable going into their house.
Uh-huh, they cut it.
And they just left the cable lying on top of the ground for 3 months until...
You're talking to my husband?
Until someone else came in and put it in the house. So that's not how we operate. We like to give everyone, like I said, a gold-plated installation.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're talking about these new neighborhoods coming online, don't fear the installation process.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of unknown there, but... You know, we're gonna deliver our service to you clean and neat and gold plated. That's the word we like to use. It's gonna be top notch, second to none as far as the installation goes of the fiber. And we do that to protect our network.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sure.
So, you know, we want to make sure that we have the most robust, reliable network that we can possibly have. So, you know, we'll spend a little bit of money up front in order to make sure that task is accomplished.
That's awesome. So tell us some more of the neighborhoods that we can look forward to seeing this in.
Well, I mentioned Winslow Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Then the competition networks, mm-hmm, or networks, neighborhoods rather, are Hyde Park, Renwick,
mm-hmm,
the Kensington neighborhood, spice wood. We have another one we call Jackson Creek. That's kind of the Stans area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then
it's kind of that south of the mall. Yeah. Area.
Right. That's what right. We're yeah. kind of if you looked at an intersection, it's kind of Rogers and Sarah Road. That's uh-huh. kind of the bullseye. Okay. And we have a lot of infrastructure in that area. You know, we don't want folks to think that we just arbitrarily picked that area and we're going to build to it.
And there's a lot of new building going on in that area as right. well. So.
Yeah, the impetus behind it was the Lakes neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Right. So we knew that if we were going to serve that neighborhood as their primary services provider, that we were going to have to place some equipment there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So then it just made sense. If we're going to invest the time and money in that area, that neighborhood, that we might as well then expand out mm-hmm. to the surrounding neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if you look at a pie, there's that Lakes neighborhood would comprise one piece, and mm-hmm. then there's three other main pieces that kind of go around the pie. And so we're gonna mm-hmm. we're gonna try to take advantage of the location of those neighborhoods and the neighborhood density there that
right.
And, you know, enables us to get our service to as many homes as we possibly can, and that'll help us recoup that investment that we're making for that Lakes
right.
neighborhood.
Right.
So
as well as you're also taking into account. Consideration how many people vote and say they want their neighborhood
exactly
right and interest has been very very strong so we have the Meadow Creek neighborhood there mm-hmm. as well mm-hmm. And then we don't want to forget Ellettsville. Our corporate headquarters is in Ellettsville. We've got part of the town done. A long time ago there were some grant issues that kept us from doing the rest of the town, and you know the popular misconception was that we just didn't care about part of Ellettsville. That's not
backyard,
the case,
sure.
right? So we're going to expand that to the Greenbrier Meadows neighborhood.
Oh, nice.
And then there's a part of Bloomington, the Walnut Woods area in Bloomington, that we feel is underserved. So we're also going to invest there as well. So once again, Hyde Park, Renwick, Kensington, Spicewood, Jackson Creek, Meadow Creek, you guys go online to bloomington.smithville.com mm-hmm. and post your vote there, and you know we're going to tally all these up pretty soon and figure out where we're going to go after we build out the Lakes neighborhood and Winslow Farm. So definitely get online and take advantage of the opportunity as you see it.
It's exciting stuff.
That is very cool.
I should point out also that we're providing gigabit service. So,
well, we got to explain that.
Yeah. So, more or less, it's the size of the pipe that we're going to bring to your home.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to really quantify it in words. So, what I do is I just tell folks that in a normal application, you can download a Netflix movie in just a few seconds versus, you know, having to wait several minutes for. You know, a lower speed broadband
right.
connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just really lets you do things seamlessly. And as we add more and more devices in our homes, it's going to future-proof your
mm-hmm.
house as well. So it's going to I can only equate it to a superhighway. At rush hour, it's still traffic flows just as quickly as it does at any other time of the day,
mm-hmm.
most cases.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that is just a fact right now because there are so many. I was thinking, you know, it's just my husband and I in our house. And as you were talking, I'm counting up the devices that we have running at any one
mm-hmm.
time. And like I said, there are two humans that live in our house, but there are no less than seven devices.
Sure.
Well,
we have two iPads, two phones. We have a smart TV.
Yep.
We have a laptop, a desktop.
So
I mean, that's
and yeah. that's really nothing. If you think about what's going to happen in the future, everything is going to be. Run in the home of the future, the smart home,
mm-hmm.
everything's going to
mm-hmm.
be done online. So things like your refrigerator,
oh, yeah.
your thermostat, even the shower
yep.
temperature.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're almost out of time, but I want to make sure you get a chance to say the websites again where people can vote or they can call a phone number they can call to talk to Smithville about getting service if they're in an area that is served already.
Right. Well, you can always call our office locally, 812-876-2211. You can go to bloomington.smithville.com or switch to smithville.com. Those all work pretty well.
Awesome. Thanks for being here.
Man, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tech of Bloomington Facebook page.